Good evening, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姊妹晚上好。
Please turn with me to the book of John, chapter 19, verses 28 to 37.
让我们一起来打开约翰福音第十九章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, I thirst. A jar of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might not be broken, and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place at that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones would be broken. And again, another scripture says, they will look on him whom they have pierced.
约翰福音第十九章第二十八节，这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在牛膝草上送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头将灵魂交付神了。犹太人因这日是预备日，又因那安息日是个大日，就求比拉多叫人打断他们的腿，把他们拿去，免得失手，当安息日留在十字架上。于是兵丁来，把头一个人的腿并与耶稣同定，第二个人的腿都打断了。只是来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了，就不打断他的腿，唯有一个兵拿枪扎他的肋旁，即有血和水流出来。看见这事的人，那人就做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。这事成了，为要应验经上的话说，他的骨头一根也不可折断。经上又有一句话说，他们要仰望自己所扎的人。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, as we come to the preaching of your word, we pray that you will prepare our hearts to listen and obey your truth.
我们的天父，让我们一起来阅读话语的时候，也求你能够打开我们的心，让我们愿意遵从你自己的圣言。
Open our eyes and ears so that we may experience Christ's love for us.
让我们能够开启我们的心眼，让我们能够亲身经历耶稣基督对我们的爱。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。
So the interesting thing about the name Good Friday is that I'm sure you noticed that English and Chinese have two very different names with very different meanings.
我想你们很多人可能都注意到，当这个受难节的在英文和中文，它用的词是有不同的意思。
The Chinese is very literal. It is all about the pain, suffering, and death that Jesus endured, and there is nothing good about it.
在汉语里面，这个受难节听起来都是关于耶稣所受的苦难，基本上没有好事情。
So why is it called the Good Friday in English? But in fact, it is the most horrible, terrible Friday that Christ should suffer.
但是在英语里面用的是 Good Friday, 就是一个好的星期五。那其实我们知道这是一个非常糟糕的一天，是耶稣基督受难的，为什么还反而说它是好的一个星期五？
Well, Good Friday can only be called good because what happened on Easter Sunday?The resurrection of Jesus, his victory over sin and death.
那 这个周五之所以可以称之为好，是因为在周日的时候耶稣基督复活战胜了死亡，这是唯一一个我们可以为这个周五叫好的原因。
But the truth is that we cannot skip ahead as so much depends on what Christ has done for us on this very day at the very moments, the last moments of his death.
但是我们想说的是，我们不想就直接跳过去，因为就在这天耶稣基督在十字架上成就了非常多。
So tonightI want to give you from this passage a few points on what to remember on Good Friday.
所以我今天晚上想跟大家分享，到底在受难节里面有哪些点我们需要纪念。
Four very brief points. Number one, Christ, his accomplishment. Second, God, our life purpose. Third, Scripture, our assurance. And fourth, faith.Our proper response.
那我想分享的就是简单的四点。第一是耶稣基督的成就。第二是关于神在我们生命中的目标。第三是关于圣经是我们的确据。最后一点是信心是作为我们的回应。
So first, Christ, his accomplishment.
首先我们来看一下基督他的成就。
There are various versions of this.Similar story, and it goes like this. Okay, once there was a girl. Her name is Mary.
有我们大家可能都听过不同版本的这样的一个故事，就是有从前有一个小女孩，她叫玛丽。
And she was really sick to the point of dying.
她这个病得非常重，以至于要死。
And she has a brother named Johnny who had the same sickness before, but he recovered from it.
但是她却有一个这个。有一个弟弟叫 Johnny， 他以前也得过这个病，但是他的兄弟得了这个病以后是好了。
So in order to save Mary, the doctor needed to do a blood transfusion from the blood that has the antibody in it.
但是为了要救这个玛丽，医生决定就是给她输血。这个输要给她输的血里，她要接受的血里面应该是已经有抗体了。
And just so happened, Mary and Johnny also share the same blood type, which is the rarest AB negative. Only less than 1% of population has this blood type.
那碰巧的是，这个玛丽和这个 Johnny 这两个，他们俩是都是这个AB 型血，就是可能少于1%的 AB 型阴型的血，非常罕见。
So the doctor asked Johnny, "Would you give your blood to Mary?"
然后这个医生就问他的兄弟，就 Johnny， 你愿不愿意把给你的这个给你的这个给你的姐姐输血。
With great fear and concern, he bravely answered, "Sure, for Mary."
虽然这个他的兄弟非常怕，但也很担心，但是他还是回答说，我愿意。
So they got the procedure going, putting them in the same room, and Mary was lying in the hospital bed, barely couldn't even talk, but Johnny was sitting up straight, nervous.
那他们就在医院里面，在这个房间，这个玛丽她就躺卧在那儿，基本上也不能说话，这个 Johnny 就在那儿坐着。
So after the nurse inserted a needle into his arm, Johnny watched the blood flowing from his body through a tube to the machine near Mary.
那当医生把这个针头扎进这个弟弟的这个血管里面，这个弟弟能够看见自己的血。流出来，顺着一个塑料管流到在这个玛丽旁边的这个机器里面。
When all's done, he tremblingly asked the doctor in a shaky voice, saying, "So when do I die?"
当这个献血过程完成了以后，这个 Johnny 他这个弟弟就站起来，非常担心的问医生说，那现在完了，就是我什么时候可能会死
？The doctor was like, "Huh?"
然后医生就觉得非常奇怪。
The whole time he thought giving his blood to his sister meant giving up his life.
因为在整个这个献血过程中，这个弟弟一直以为，给自己的这个姐姐输血，就意思是他自己就要献出自己的生命。
Fortunately, little Johnny didn't have to die to save his sister.
但非常幸运的是，这个小的 Johnny 其实不需要为他的姐姐而死。
All of us has a sin condition that is far more serious than Mary's sickness, and it required Jesus to give his blood and his life.
但我们都知道我们自己以前在最终的情况是远远超过这个玛丽当时她的生病的严重性，以至于耶稣基督不但要流出自己的血，甚至要献上他的生命为救我们。
So let me first point this out that Jesus gave up his life so that we who trust in him alone may have life.
所以我想强调这个第一点，就是耶稣基督献上自己的生命，以至于我们这些人有可能能够得到生命。
His suffering and death were God's punishment of our sin that we deserve.
而他自己献上他的生命，是因为他代替我们受神要本来是要加在我们身上的，因为我们的罪加在我们身上的惩罚。
And he knew he has accomplished this work of atonement for sin at the last moments before his death, as he said, "It is finished." Verse 30.
所以在他这个在耶稣基督在十字架上死前，他知道他已经要能够他完成了这个救赎的工作，所以他才说成了。
That is how serious our sin is, that it requires God sending his very own son Jesus to die to make an once and for all sacrifice for us.
这就也能够看出来我们的罪性有多么的严重，以至于神派自己的亲生的儿子一次性的为我们的死来拯救我们。
Nothing, no one, and no other ways can do.
没有其他的人，也没有任何的途径可以代替这样的一个做法。
Once there is this young married couple who didn't make a lot of money, and so they couldn't afford to eat out a lot. Actually, not at all.
有这样一个故事，有一对年轻的夫妻，因为他们收入有限，所以他们很少出去吃饭。
So one day, the husband, in a casual conversation with his boss, told him that his wedding anniversary is coming up.
有一天，这个丈夫就在对自己工作的时候，对自己的上司很就是随意的说了一下他们这个结婚的纪念日快要到了。
So his boss told him that he should take her out to celebrate.
所以他的这个老板就告诉他说，你应该带你的妻子出去吃一下。
And the young man was reluctant and embarrassed to tell his boss why he couldn't.
那这个年轻人就很不好意思的告诉他自己的上司为什么他负担不起。
But after a while, his boss convinced him.
但是过了一阵子，他的这个。上司就说服了这个年轻人。
He thought, you know, I'm just going to tighten up my belt and make it up somehow.
然后他，因为他觉得就是你自己可以勒紧裤腰带，总是能省出钱。
So, on the night the young man took his wife out to their anniversary dinner, he didn't know that he happened to drop his wallet. He lost it.
所以在那天晚上，这个年轻人带自己的太太出去吃晚餐的时候，他没有意识到他其实把钱包落在一个地方。
And after that, they finished the meal. He realized that, oh, where's my wallet?
当他吃完饭的时候，他意识到他的钱包不在身上。
So, fretting and embarrassed, he told the waiter, and he tried to offer a way to make up for them.
所以他就又怕又不好意思，但是他得想办法告诉这个服务生怎么如何能够补偿。
But then the waiter said, "Oh, not to worry. It's been taken care of."
但是没想到这个服务生告诉他你不用担心，因为你们的这个账已经付了。
It turns out that his boss paid for that dinner in advance.
原来他自己的上司提前就把他们这顿晚餐已经付了费。
God has done the same for us, for our sin. Jesus' word on the cross, "It is finished," is in Greek term meaning pay in full.
神也是这样，就提前已经让耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪已经都付完了，用希腊文讲就是这个债已经完全付清。
But when Jesus said it is finished, he wasn't just referring to his pain, suffering, and death. That is he's not just talking about the punishment part of his work.
所以在耶稣在十字架上说成了，他不只是说好像他的这个受苦这个经历完全要成了。
He is talking about his entire life.
对，他不是在讲自己的这个生命或者什么完结了。
He's talking about all that he had done. His obedience, his righteousness, the goodness that he has shown, all the demands required of us by God, by God's law.
他是讲的他这个一生中就是所经历的，比如说如何是顺服神，就一切的神所在律法上要求我们做的，他都完成了。
All that he has accomplished for us if you trust in Christ.
如果你相信耶稣基督的话，他就在这一切事上其实都已经为我们成了。
And even at the final moment of his death, he was working for us with full control of himself.
甚至在他这个十字上临死前的一刻，他还其实蛮有把握的在为我们为我们做工。
In verse 30, John says he gave up his spirit.
当这个对，在第三十节的时候，他说他自己。将灵魂交付神。
In other words, it wasn't taken from him, and he didn't kill himself either.
不是说好像他的灵魂被拿走，或者是他自己自己就是自杀。
Rather, he handed over his spirit in his own initiative to his father.
而是他主动将自己的灵魂交给了天父。
In John chapter 10, verses 17 to 18, Jesus says this: I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I laid it down for my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
在约翰福音第十章第十七到十八节，他说：“我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。”这是我从我父所受的命令。
Brothers and sisters, on this Good Friday, ask yourself this question.
弟兄姊妹，在这个受难节，我们请你问自己一个问题。
In your Christian life, are you fully and wholeheartedly and completely counting on what Christ has accomplished for you?
在你自己的生命当中，你是不是完完全全的来就是依托？这个耶稣基督所为你所做的。
Or are there still a little bit of you counting on what you can do for yourself, on your own accomplishment?
还是说你心里还有那么一点，你是在靠自己，靠自己的成就？
Are you neglecting or even despising the finished work of Christ done for you?
你是不是轻视，甚至是有点藐视耶稣基督为我们完成的？
Are you still living a Christian life thinking that there's something that I can contribute to my Christian life, to my behavior, to my salvation?
你是不是还在过着一个觉得有一些领域我其实也可以在里面贡献的这样的一个基督徒的生活？
You have to make a choice.
你必须要做出一个选择。
It is either Christ's accomplishment or your accomplishment, not either.
要么是耶稣基督的成就，要么是你自己的成就。
Not both.
而不是说两者都有。
That's our first thing to remember, Christ's accomplishment. And second, God, our life purpose.
第二点就是上帝是我们这个生命的目标。
In John's account of the last moments of Jesus' life, and the second last word that Jesus spoke was, I thirst, in verse 28.
在这个约翰的记载的耶稣基督在实际上最后的这段时间里面倒数第二个词耶稣基督说的词是我渴了。
No doubt, his loss of so much blood from being beaten, his sweating from intense prayer in Gethsemane and being under high stress has caused him to lose a lot of blood to a point where he has this raging thirst.
这个他非常非常的渴，这个不奇怪，因为你知道他在渴科西马尼园里面这个时间的祷告，再加上他又被鞭打又流血。
But the question here is, who was Jesus telling that he was thirsty?
但是这个问题是，耶稣基督在对谁说我渴了？
The soldier nearby?
他是在对旁边的周围的士兵吗？
Was he trying to get a drink from the soldiers?
他是想从这个士兵那儿讨一杯喝的吗？
I'm not entirely convinced that's the case here.
我觉得不太可能是这样。
Then, in the very last words that Jesus spoke in John, in the book of John, he says, it is finished, in verse 30, we talked about that earlier.
然后他说的最后一句话是成了。
Okay, again, who was he speaking to?
那这个问题又一次出现，就是到底他是在对谁说成了？
Of course, these words inform everyone, including us today, who read them in the Bible, in the pages of the Bible, about Jesus' accomplishment.
这个话当然是包括对我们现在的这个基督徒所说的，因为我们知道耶稣基督成就了什么。
But in the immediate context, who was he speaking to?
但是就在这个文章上下文里面，你看的话，到底耶稣基督是在对谁说话？
Look back to verse 28. Jesus, here it says, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill scripture, I thirst.
如果你在看第二十八节的时候，他说，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。
Perhaps Jesus did remember that there's one more verse in Psalm 69:21 that needs to be fulfilled. And that verse there says,For my thirst, they gave me sour wine to drink.
那在耶稣基督可能确实又记起来在，在诗篇六十九章二十一节里面说，我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝，所以他就说了这句话。
But with his knowledge that all was now finished, perhaps his expression of thirst was directed to God the Father, that he thirsts to be with him, which fulfills all of Scripture.
但是另外一个，如果你根据上下文，有没有可能是耶稣基督意识到自己成就了这一切，所以他说我渴了，其实他非常渴望，上帝。
Jesus is reporting to his father that it is finished.
他是在对自己的天父说成了。
This is as if Jesus is repeating what he said in John 17, verse 4, I have accomplished the work that you gave me to do. That was when he was praying to Father in the high priestly prayer.
这个就好像是在约翰福音第十七章第四节里面，耶稣基督同样说过，我在地上已经荣耀你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
So now, he thirsts to return to his Father.
所以在这个时刻，他其实是非常渴望回到天父那里。
Do you see how laser sharp Jesus' purpose and focus of his life is?
所以你可以看一看耶稣基督把自己的这个生命集中在什么地方。
That is, his purpose and his focus is all about God's purpose and plan to save sinners, you who trust in Christ.
耶稣基督自己的注意力都集中在实现天父给他的计划，就是要拯救我们这些罪人。
And if you are saved by trusting in the complete work of God's Son, then what is your life purpose and focus now?
如果你已经认识到这个，认识到耶稣基督救赎我们，那你自己的生命应该是集中在什么样的地方呢
？Is it yourself？
是要集中在你自己身上吗
？Does your life purpose aligned to Christ who gave His life to save you？
难道这个神只是派耶稣基督就是救你吗？
Can any one of us say that the life that I now live is all about me, about my well-being, about me feeling good, about me getting comfortable in this life?
有任何人可以说，那我现在的生活的目标就应该是集中在我自己的这个好，就是我如何生活的幸福，在这个世界上生活的幸福，难道是这样吗？
But if we are saved by Christ and we identify with Him, shouldn't what Christ wants ultimately?Be the same thing that we want ultimately?
如果我们自己认同耶稣，我们也被他拯救的话，难道耶稣当时他自己渴望的不也应该是我们应该目标集中的吗？
What is that?
到底是什么呢？
God the Father.
应该是我们的天父。
Do you want God in your life?
你是不是在你的生命中希望有上帝？
Or do you want yourself more than God?
还是说你在你的生命中 你其实更希望有你自己胜过超过你想要有神要有上天父
But I know this is a big and scary commitment to give your life to say that I want God to I want to live for Christ I want to live my life for God
我当然知道这是一个很大的一个目标甚至是有点好像是有点牺牲就是说我们自己的生活的目标是要我要追求神而不是自己
I mean, how can I be sure about doing this? About desiring God and have confidence to do it and to keep going in my life, seeing that I have so many oppositions as living like my life like a Christian, as a Christian.
我们如何在这个过一个基督徒生活，面对很多这个反对的时候， 如何能够说让我们自己能够渴望我们的上帝。
This is why we need a third reminder here, my third point, scripture.
这也就是为什么
our assurance.
为什么我要谈到第三点，就是圣经是我们的确据。
Let's first look at how specifically scriptures are being fulfilled in this passage, and then I'm going to show you what it means to us, how it applies to us.
我先带大家看一下这个经文是如何在在这段信息里面是如何被完成的，然后我再分享一下具体在我们生活中应该怎么做。
First, when Jesus mentions that he thirsts, it is what Psalm 22:15 alludes to. There it says, "My strength has dried up like sun-baked clay." My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. He's talking about thirst there.
在这个地方，在经文里面，耶稣说我渴了。其实就你就能想起来，在诗篇第二十二章第十五节说，我的精力枯干，如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我牙床上。
And the provision of the sour wine I mentioned earlier already comes from Psalm 69:21.
那在这个我前面讲过，就是关于这里面就是给他醋这个地方，是从诗篇第六十九章第二十一节那个地方。
Sour wine, they were like cheap wine that soldiers drank at the time.
这个有点酸的这个醋的这种酒，事实上是当时很便宜，就是给一些士兵喝的酒。
Now, was it an act of mercy by the soldier who stood nearby?
给耶稣基督这个就是尝起来像醋这样的一个酒的事，难道是这个士兵大发慈悲吗？
Maybe, but sour wine was also a strong contracting agent that could tighten up the throat muscles and thus prevent the victim to cry out further, to complain, to cry out in pain.
但也许是，但是另外一个方面，这个酸的像醋这样的一个酒给人喝了以后，会让你的这个肌肉收缩，导致你没有办法就是因为自己的痛而呼喊。
But John also mentions the use of hyssop, not mentioned by the other gospel writers.
但是在这个在这个地方，约翰还谈到用这个牛膝草，在其他的地方没有提到这个词。
A branch of hyssop with a sponge at the end so that they can hand the sour wine to Jesus.
把这个海绒棉绑在这个牛膝草上，这样可以把这个就是吃尝起来像醋这样的酒能够递到耶稣的嘴前。
Hyssop in the Old Testament is used to brush and sprinkle blood on the doorpost at the first Passover in Exodus 12:22.
在出埃及记第十二章的时候，其实牛膝草提过，它是用牛膝草把那个门上面的那个血把它这个蘸掉。
So I have no doubt that John is once again pointing out that Jesus is the Passover lamb, a means of purification who takes away the sin of God's people.
所以这个使徒约翰在这里面提到这个牛膝草，他也是预表耶稣基督就是这样一个献祭的一个羔羊，替大家受罪。
Then there's scripture fulfillment of the broken bones of Jesus.
然后你又看到这里面也有关于就是应验以前的经文上关于到他的这个骨头一个都不能断的。
Just so happened a very special Sabbath. That's this special because it was during the Passover.
这个正好是一个比较特别的一个安息日，因为正好是在这个正好这个正好是在 Passover， 在这个在逾越节的这样一个安息日。
And since that Sabbath is coming up, the Jews doesn't want any dead bodies remain hanging, and that would defile this Passover Sabbath.
因为这样一件事情，这些当时的这些犹太人就不愿意让这个有这个死人这样一直留到这个安息日。
Typically.Crucifixion would last for days before that criminal would die, and because of losing of strength to push himself up to breathe, and also by bleeding out slowly.
其实按照常理，在十字架上被钉死这个过程是经常是要持续几天的，因为它是慢慢的让你的血流干。
Usually, the Romans want to leave this criminal even after death on the cross, so that they can warn people for a prolonged period of time.
罗马人事实上很喜欢把人钉死。让这个人在十字架上待很长时间，这样可以能够警示其他的人。
And on top of it, Pontius Pilate would have cared less about any Jewish custom and holiday.
而且这个他们的这个巡抚比拉多也不会在意任何的犹太人的节日。
Except now, for political reason, He needed to play nice with the Jews.
除了现在，因为政治的原因，这个比拉多必须要，要这个，要和这个犹太人交好，取悦他们。
Because his job was in the hot seat, as a governor, because he was under so much pressure by Rome.
因为作为巡抚，他也受到罗马来的很大的一个压力。
So he allowed the soldiers to break the legs of all the hanging criminals so that they can't push up anymore to breathe and they would die quickly.
所以比拉多才叫人打断这些人的腿，以至于这些人不能够撑住自己的身体，这样他们就会死得更快。
But when the soldiers came to Jesus at last, they found that he is already dead, and so they didn't break his legs.
但是当士兵来到耶稣基督身前的时候，发现他已经断气了，所以他们就没有把耶稣基督的腿打断。
And this fulfills Exodus 12, Numbers 19, and Psalm 34, that not one bone of the Passover sacrificial lamb would be broken.
所以这也就是应验了，比如说在出埃及记、在民数记等等里面记的，就是在这个逾越节这个羔羊，就是一根骨头也不能断。
And lastly, we have the soldiers' piercing of Jesus as scripture fulfillment.
我们最后也能够看到这个士兵用枪扎耶稣基督的肋旁，这个也是应验经上。
Why did he do that?
为什么他要这样做？
They did it probably to see whether he's really dead.Fearing that if they take him down, they would be jerking, and that would be really freaky, right?
他这样之所以扎他的肋旁，可能是要确认耶稣基督是不是已经断气。否则的话，一个活人被扎，你把他放下来，就是可能会吓住所有的人。
And this turns out to fulfill Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Here, quoted by John here in verse 37, there says, "They will look on him whom they have pierced."
所以这个也是应验。比如说在撒迦利亚书第十二章。第十节里面他说他们必仰望，就是仰望他们所扎的。
More on the blood and water part in just a little bit.
我们继续看一下关于这个血和水这个方面。
For now we need to get this, that nothing that happened to Jesus was outside of what God has promised in scripture.
我们可以看到就是发生在耶稣基督身上的事情，没有一个是超过就是神在经文里面所讲的。
You can see how God can providentially arrange events even through unbelievers, through his enemies' lives to fulfill his word about the Messiah.
你可以看出这个神是如何用甚至是不信的人就是来成就他自己的这个关于救赎主这样的一个计划。
That's how trustworthy God's word is.
这就是神的话语是如何让可信的原因。
But God's promise in scripture don't just apply to Jesus, do they?
但是我们知道神在借着经文里面的应许不只是要应验在耶稣基督身上，不是吗？
He has also given us promises in Christ and through Christ that he suffered and died to atone for our sin.
他也借着耶稣基督为我们的罪挽回的。
And that he would raise him after 3 days from the grave so that we may also live for him and with him.
天父也让第三天让耶稣基督能够复活，以至于我们也可以和他一起同活。
So the question here for us to consider would be, will you be faithful in living out God's word and his commands in your everyday life?
那这里面给大家的问题就是你愿不愿意做这样一个信实的一个基督徒，能够活出神的话语在你的生活的每一个方面。
Will you trust God's providence, his faithfulness to his words and Christ's presence in whatever you are doing, no matter what situations that you are in?
你愿不愿意在你的任何遭遇中都能够相信神自己的话语，相信耶稣基督为我们所做的。
Look to Jesus.
能够让我们一起注视耶稣。
See how God was faithful to his promise to Jesus, he will also be faithful to the promise that he has made to you, to me.
神如何让自己的话语在耶稣基督信实让自己的话语在耶稣基督身上能够实现，他也会让他自己的应许在我们身上如何的实现。
And this leads to our final reminder, faith, our proper response.
我们再看最后一点。就是我们的信心，就这是我们正确的一个回应。
John makes it very clear that all these fulfillments of scriptures has a purpose.
约翰在这里面说，他任何的这些要应验经上的话，其实都有目的的。
And the purpose is verse 35 that you may also believe.
这个目的就是叫你们也可以信。
That's the only proper response to what has been presented, because the account of Jesus' death isn't something that stands outside or apart from anyone.
这个其实是一个正确的回应，因为耶稣基督所做的不是要在我们让我们每个人作为我们每个人跟我们没关系的。
When we hear about the death and the suffering of Christ, we cannot be thinking ourselves as a spectator.
当我们 看到耶稣基督的死，耶稣基督的痛苦，我们不是只是作为一个旁观者来看。
Rather, it is intimately related to every one of us.
而是他的这个死是和我们每个人有密切关系的。
Verse 37 is, again, I mentioned, is a quote from Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10.
在第三十七节，这个地方他其实是引用了撒迦利亚书第十二章第十节。
They will look on him whom they have pierced.
他们要仰望自己所扎的人。
This points out that everyone who trusts in Christ and his works is actually responsible for Christ's piercing.
这个提出其实这个每一个这个信耶稣基督看的人，其实都是就是扎耶稣基督的人。
If you flip back to Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10 and read the context there, that's exactly that. God is making an indictment of his own people.
其实如果你回去看撒迦利亚书第十二章的时候，根据上下文，就是这样一个意思。其实神其实就是在指控他自己的每一个的他自己的子民。
Don't think for a moment that you have nothing to do with that unconcerned soldier piercing Jesus as if you're just watching from the outside.
你不要觉得你作为一个外人好像在看士兵扎耶稣基督。
It is our believers' heinous sin that requires Christ to save us to die on the cross.
但事实上是我们这些信主的人，包括我们这些信主人的罪，让耶稣基督死在了十字架上。
This is what blood and water symbolize coming out of Jesus' side when he was pierced.
这个就是在耶稣基督肋旁被扎的时候，水和血流出来的意义。
The flowing of blood and water aren't just to show the physical reality of Jesus' death.
流血水不是说仅仅的只是说耶稣基督真的是断气了。
From my research, I found at least two very, very excellent scientific explanations of this phenomenon.
那我自己在下面查的时候，我发现有两个科学的证据来解释这个。
But John's interest isn't merely in physical proof of Jesus' death.
但这个使徒约翰他感兴趣的不仅仅是就是从外表来证实耶稣基督确实断气了。
But he's interested in the reality of Jesus' saving death symbolized by his blood and the life that brings forth to God's people symbolized by the water.
但是这个地方他更想说明的是这些血和水就是更纪念出耶稣基督死的意义，就是要救人。
In 1 John chapter 5, verse 6 there, John says later on, 1 John 5, 6, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood.
在约翰一书第五章第六节里面有这样的经文，这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。
In other words, real and lasting forgiveness and new life is now offered to all who would look on Christ whom they have pierced.
就是那在这里面就是真正的救赎，其实就是耶稣基督从借着耶稣基督来的，就是而且这个耶稣基督就是我们所望的，因为他也是被我们所扎的。
This looking onto Christ, this believing involves you mourning for what you have done to Jesus.
这个仰望耶稣或者信任耶稣，需要我们每个人为这样一件事情，为这样的事情，这个痛悔。
True faith always involves true repentance, mourning for turning away from what you have done.
真正的信心其实往往要来自于真正的悔改，是为自己的罪真的是痛心。
Faith and repentance are like two sides of the same coin, head and tail. It's one thing, one entity. You cannot separate it.
这个信心和悔改就像一枚硬币的两面，它是没有办法分开的。
You can't have true faith in Christ without deep repentance, deep mourning for what you have done against God.
没有深深的悔改，你不可能有好的信心。
Let me end with this story here.
我结束的时候，我再给大家分享一个故事。
A three-year-old boy went with his dad to church on Good Friday, like us.
有一个三岁的小孩，他在圣诞节的这个星期五跟着他爸爸一起来教会。
His dad wanted his son to understand the meaning of Good Friday.
那他的父亲希望这个孩子能够理解圣诞节的意义。
So he tried to explain the significance of the cross which hung behind the pulpit.
所以他就给这个小孩讲这个十字架的重要的意义，这个十字架其实就在教会的这个台子后面挂着。
The dad said, Jesus died because people nailed him to the cross.
他的爸爸说耶稣基督死在十字架上，因为人们把他钉在十字架上。
The little boy eyes widened as he scanned the church innocently. And then he said this to his dad, "You mean these people?"
那这个小孩却非常天真的眼睛一睁大，这个很快扫了一下在教会里面的人，问他爸爸，你指的是这些人吗
？Don't laugh.
我们不要笑。
Will you look on Christ, whom you have pierced, and trust in what He has accomplished for you?
你愿不愿意仰望那个被你所扎的耶稣基督？而去信任他，相信他为我们所成就的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, our God, we praise you for the wonderful salvation that Christ has accomplished for us.
我们的父神，我们感谢耶稣基督这个奇妙的成就。
Help us to understand the deepness and vastness of your grace.
让我们能够真真实实的感受到你自己的慈爱是何等的长阔高深。
And help us to live our lives accordingly.
也帮助我们能够活出你自己的教训。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。